Good morning, I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. This week we're talking about venous diseases with Dr. Peter Mackerel from the LifeBridge Health Vascular Institute, who is also the division head of vascular surgery at Sinai Hospital. Thank you so much for joining us, doctor.
My pleasure.
Venous disease sounds like the planet, not spelled like the planet. Obviously, we're talking about veins, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let's talk about what causes this, what it is and what causes it.
So what it is, essentially, is that the veins in your legs, and we're primarily talking about the veins in the legs, have valves, and the valves keep the blood from pooling your legs. Patients, about 40 million in this country, have what we call leaky valves, meaning the valves don't keep the blood from pooling the legs. Once the blood pools in the legs, it causes the veins to get distended. They get larger, which can lead to varicose veins, or they can leak fluid in the tissue and you get leg swelling. So patients who present, usually they present with varicose veins or some smaller vein equivalent, or leg swelling, or both.
So it's not just cosmetic to have your varicose veins looked at and taken care of. It really is medically prudent.
It's an excellent question, and we get patients in our office with varicose veins who are often almost apologetic about being there because they say, well, I know this is just a cosmetic issue, and I'm sorry I'm wasting your time. And I explain to them that that's absolutely not true, that you should get some understanding of what is going on, how it may progress, and what the red flags are, when is trouble developing, because it can occur. It's not very common, and it's rarely limb-threatening, and it's almost never life-threatening. But it is better to understand it so you can kind of slow it down and keep it from becoming a problem.
Is that the most common type of venous disease, or what are the most common types?
Well, like I said, in terms of symptoms, really it's either varicose veins or swelling. Now, swelling's not just your legs are puffy. We're talking about the patients who you see who have increased pigmentation of their legs, very thick skin, even ulcers. We're seeing a lot more venous ulcers than we saw in the past.
Do you know why?
Because venous insufficiency is becoming more, much more prevalent, and a lot of it we think is related to obesity. So the obesity impacts the drainage of the veins from the legs, leads to more pressure, and leads to ulcers. So again, this is a problem not very well understood in the medical community, and it's much better to go in early, have one ulcer, even a tiny gets healed, and understand what's going on and how you can manage yourself. Because unlike, for example, peripheral arterial disease, venous disease, the patient's a huge player in the management process because a lot of stuff they do at home can impact how they do in the long term.
You talked about being overweight as one of the risk factors. Is it genetic as well?
It's absolutely genetic. So the four things we generally tell patients are major risk factors for venous insufficiency are being female, ever being pregnant, on your feet a lot, like such as in terms of your job, and a family history. Family history is a major player. The obesity is not as much a risk factor for the occurrence of venous insufficiency. It's more a magnifier, particularly in men, because they tend to carry their weight centrally in their belly, and that really obstructs the venous outflow from the legs.
Is it easy to diagnose?
Very much so. If you know what to look for, very often patients diagnose themselves. So again, unlike peripheral arterial disease, patients usually are the ones presenting saying, I've got vein problems. I can see it. The swelling and the ulcers, sometimes people don't realize that's a vein underlying problem. But a lot of times the patients themselves can identify it.
So what are the treatments?
So it's usually conservative therapy. Most patients don't require any types of procedures. And the focus is on keeping the swelling down, generally through leg elevation and use of some type of compression garment, usually like a compression sock that keeps the legs from swelling during the day.
For individuals who might be at risk, maybe they have a family history, is there anything they can do ahead of time to prevent it?
It's a good question. Most patients don't really do any prophylactic care, in other words, before they have any symptoms, but usually the symptoms early on are very mild. At that point in time, buying some over-the-counter compression stockings, keeping their legs up, particularly when they're sitting for extended periods of time, will theoretically decrease the progression of disease.
All right. Dr. Mackerel, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
To find out more about venous diseases or to find a LifeBridge Health specialist near you, call 410-601-WELL. That's 410-601-WELL. Or you can visit lifebridgehealth.org/vascular institute. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for joining us. It's 10 o'clock.